Hello and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. My guest today is Julia Cadison, the CEO of MilkPEP, the Milk Processor Education Program. MilkPEP is funded by the nation's milk processors who are committed to increasing fluid milk consumption. Welcome to the program, Julia.
Thank you, Jim. It's really nice to be with you this morning.
So I know that MilkPEP has been really busy this past year with new campaigns and commercials, but first, let's talk about milk sales. Can you give me an overview of what happened in 2014 with milk?
Sure, absolutely. We're competing in an increasingly competitive environment, and that has been reflected in milk sales. Unfortunately, 2014 was the fifth year of decline for fluid milk sales. And so at MilkPEP, we're working really hard to make sure that we recapture consumers' attention and keep milk relevant for people of all ages. We have to continually put forward bold and relevant consumer benefits, and that's what I'm going to talk about as we get more into the details of the programs. A lot of people will wonder, well, what's driving those declines in milk consumption? And there are really a lot of variables. We've seen a lot of milk alternatives, so people have other choices that they believe can give them, misbelieve, I should say, can give them the benefits that they get from milk, whether it's things like almond or rice or soy beverages, and other ways that they can get calcium and protein. And so just a lot of innovative competitors are out there. We also saw the impact of increasing milk prices and a declining space for milk in the retail category. And of course, there are other things. There are fewer kids in the United States today. So a lot of external as well as internal drivers of that decline. But we're very optimistic about the future of milk sales, and we really think we're going to start seeing some turnaround in the industry as we head into 2015.
Okay. What are some of the reasons for optimism?
Yeah, well, there are a number of reasons for optimism, including the work that MilkPEP and the rest of the dairy industry is putting forward. So there has been some innovation across the marketplace, both in terms of brand innovation, in terms of packaging and messaging. MilkPEP has introduced a few new consumer-related programs into the marketplace. And what we've done is take a look at what consumers care about and how that relates to milk. And the work that we're doing is really related to protein, or protein is the major reason to believe. We know that consumers want and expect options. And while milk has been out-innovated by imposters that are moving into our territory, we've done a lot to start to alter consumers' opinions and help them to understand why milk is the better choice. We hope that we'll see more innovation in the marketplace. And we know we have to innovate beyond just the messaging, but we're going to continue to elevate milk's benefits to be more relevant in terms of the reasons to believe, which include protein, and also the emotional hook. So I want to talk about our new campaigns, and I think we can talk about those in a moment. But right before we get to that, the other reason I feel very optimistic is because I believe that more than ever before, the dairy industry is working in concert. We have a new energy between the farmers, the processors, the retailers, a new level of commitment and engagement. And we've really united to understand and tackle that reverse in the sales trends. We're continuing to build on that alliance as a priority for 2015 as well. So we have some commonalities where the farmer groups, the processing groups are all talking about protein. We're all elevating to a more emotional resonance with consumers. We know that consumers care about community, sustainability, and so we're all working together in those respects as well and tying milk into those things that consumers care about. I want to talk a little bit about MilkPEP's specific programs, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
So last February, we took the campaign in an exciting new direction and introduced Americans to Milk Life. And this is a new campaign that features some stunning visuals of milk and really makes milk the hero of the communications that we're putting out to consumers. The commercials and the print ads, the work that we're doing in digital and social media really show the importance of how starting the day with milk's protein can help everybody accomplish what they need to get done that day, or really what they want to get done in life, whatever is important to them. And this campaign stemmed from those consumer insights I was talking about, that consumers don't really realize either they've forgotten or they never really understood milk's full nutritional contribution. And they didn't realize or they don't realize milk is a good source of protein. So we're really getting that word out to consumers in a relevant way. And the great thing about protein is that it's important for consumers of all ages, all walks of life, and consumers are very interested in protein today. and they all feel like they need protein. They're looking for ways to get it, and especially in the morning time, because Americans tend to backload their protein at the end of the day. So our campaigns talk about starting your day with the power of protein, and we think that that is a great way to reach consumers and make sure that they are understanding the need for milk in the morning.
Okay, that's great. So is this more educational about milk's role in protein, or are you trying to increase sales of milk through Milk Life?
Yeah, well, it really does both. So we have a two-pronged strategy. We want to increase milk sales, of course. We also are working hard through Milk Life and other communications that we have in the marketplace to really shore up consumers' attitudes about milk. We've been seeing over the last year and a half, maybe 2 years, that some of these super positive attitudes about milk have been eroding among American consumers. Some of the negative attitudes about milk have actually been increasing among consumers. And so we're going to be, beyond the Milk Life campaign, we're actually going to be working hard and even more aggressively to come out against the milk naysayers. I don't know, Jim, if you saw, I'm sure you did, some of the pretty sensational headlines that have come out in the press over the last couple of months, talking about some science that says, you know, milk is not as good for you as we've always heard. And often consumers don't go beneath the headlines. They don't read all of the science that's underneath it. And we believe at the dairy industry, and in fact, all of the milk groups are very much in support of this. We need to get more aggressive against those negative headlines and against the anti-dairy sentiment that seems to be increasing in the marketplace. So we're going to be a little bit more aggressive there. There are so many studies that have been done over the years, an ever-growing body of science on the nutritional benefits of milk, how good it is for us. And so we just want to remind consumers of that and say, you know, this is enough. Just because one study comes out that gets sensational headlines, we need to remind everyone that there is this history of the nutrition science that goes behind milk. So you're going to be seeing a lot more of that, too. So I hope that answers your question. So we're going to have the campaign, which is really about protein and getting consumers to feel good about the protein in milk, and that's why they should reconsider it. And then also making sure that we shore up these attitudes that consumers continue to believe in milk's wholesomeness.
Yeah, that's great. To build on that, what can an individual milk processor do, a dairy do, to leverage the research and insights that you've developed? And what can a dairy do, how can a dairy take that information and apply it to its own milk products?
Yeah, so I think that there's a whole lot that dairy processor can do. And the first one is to really acquaint themselves with the research. And we have an entire research library that is available to processors, to anyone who's in the industry who's interested. And that's on our website, milkpep.org. And so people are welcome to go look at that and acquaint themselves with it. And if they have any questions, we at MilkPep would love to take them through it and help them understand it. And there are some easy things that processors can do, like talk more about protein in their messaging. Protein messaging on their packaging, for example, is another fairly low-hanging fruit thing that they can do. MilkPep puts together any number of content pieces that we have available for processors to share out through their websites and their social channels. And we love to get processors to share the good news. And as this program that I was just talking about goes forward, where we're going to get a little more aggressive on the naysayers and the milk imposters, we're going to be churning out a lot more content, and we're going to make it really easy for processors to use through their own channels. And they can even customize it for their own brand. So they would be able to take the content that we've put together, put their brand stamp on it, and send it out through their channels very easily.
Oh, that's great. I look forward to seeing that. I want to switch gears a little bit. Now, I know that MilkPep has done a lot of research into chocolate milk and its role as a exercise recovery beverage. And you've really been aggressive, I think, with the Built with Chocolate Milk campaign. What can you tell me about some of the results from that campaign?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We just got some tracking results in the last couple of days, and we're really thrilled to see that the awareness of the Built with Chocolate Milk campaign and the messages that we're putting forward in terms of how chocolate milk can help with post-exercise recovery, the awareness is really strong, and we see it growing. So we see that campaign is really getting to the target being adult athletes. And so we're really focusing on continuing that momentum into 2015. I think you know that our recovery message is also backed by a growing body of scientific support. And we have, over the last couple of years, utilized a few popular and elite athletes in our campaign who have real chocolate milk stories. And so what we put forward to consumers is now science has finally caught up to what elite athletes have known for years. And that is that something as simple, as affordable, as available as chocolate milk can really be a tool in their recovery and their journey to become better athletes.
Right. I know you've enlisted the Olympian Apollo Ohno, and he was training for the Ironman triathlon and recovering with chocolate milk throughout his training.
Yeah, it was very exciting to watch him. I was actually out when Apollo Ohno competed for the World Championship triathlon Ironman competition out in Hawaii in October. And it was fascinating to watch Apollo go through that journey. He's the winningest medalist in the Winter Olympics, and he's been retired for a couple of years, so watching him go from where he was at the beginning of the program, at the beginning of the year, to October, not only did he go from being a short track athlete to an endurance athlete, he lost a lot of weight in the process, he gained a lot of confidence, he was just amazing to watch, and he is a true believer in chocolate milk. His father started giving him chocolate milk as he was training for speed skating way back when he was a young child, and so what an authentic and great voice for the program and for the processors. And he was just a joy to work with, and he did really well in the triathlon. He actually was quite a star, and he brought a lot of attention to the campaign and to chocolate milk.
Oh, that's great, yeah. So I think it's something that even weekend warriors can aspire to, that even if you're not an elite triathlete, you can still have some chocolate milk after you hit the treadmill or the tennis courts or the lap pool.
That's right, Jim. And so as we move into 2015 with this campaign, we really are broadening. We did a little bit of it in 2014, but even more so in 2015. Broadening it to make sure that Americans who exercise understand that this is a product for them. You don't have to be a gold medalist and you don't have to be an Ironman world champion to get the benefits from chocolate milk. This is for all of us. If you go out and you do a tough workout, drink chocolate milk when you get finished, and you're going to feel it immediately. The nutrients help you recover, and that protein is so important for getting your muscles back in shape so you can go out and do it again.
A third big initiative for Milk Pep in 2014 was a Great American Milk Drive, where you helped get fresh milk into the hands and the homes of America's neediest families. How did all that work out?
Well, we are so excited, and I have to say proud of the work that has happened around the Great American Milk Drive. And of course, this is our partnership with Feeding America, which is the largest network of food banks across the country. Also a partnership with other industry groups, the largest of which is the National Dairy Council, and also their state and regional organizations across the country. Milk processors played a big role in here, and we've been happy with the results. To date, we've had about 220,000 gallons of milk donated by consumers and by the industry. And so we're really pleased with that. And I have to say Feeding America has been a great partner, and also they're really appreciative, because while donations are some top of mind for a lot of consumers, everyone knows that there are a lot of, unfortunately, an increasing number of hungry families in their communities. People tend to donate staples. They tend to donate non-perishables like cereal or canned goods, etc. And no one thinks to donate milk, and it's such a source of nutrition and nutrients in the American diet. So what we learned when we kicked off this program is that most families who are relying on food banks only get about 1 gallon of milk per year. So imagine, I can't even imagine one, I don't even know what you do with 1 gallon of milk per year. So we saw the need to get more fresh milk into food banks, and we've been doing it. This is a long-term program where consumers can donate and where processors and retailers are activating in their local markets. And one of the great things about this program is every dollar that gets donated stays local. So if you go in, Jim, and you make a donation, your zip code will dictate where that fresh milk goes, which food bank. So we're very proud of it, and we can plan to continue it as long as we possibly can.
That's great work, and it's a great way to get milk in front of the American consumer.
Beyond donations, what the Great American Milk Drive has been so successful at, and we're actually seeing data that supports this, is it's making American consumers, whether they donate or not, when they see what the industry is doing for the hungry and the community, it makes them feel better about milk. and it makes them feel better about the dairy industry. And that is an added bonus to this. So it really does four major things. It helps feed hungry families. It helps make Americans feel better about milk. Of course, it increases milk sales, which is always important, and has brought the industry together in a way that no program that we've done in the past has brought them together. So we're really happy about that.
Yeah, with good reason. So we talked a little bit about some of your initiatives for 2015, but let's do a deeper dive into what your plans are in terms of research, investments, partnerships, okay, and other campaigns.
I'm sure you can understand that turning around a category as huge as milk is really no simple task, and it can be quite daunting. But we're working jointly with milk processors and other in the industries, including farmers and retailers, to understand and tackle those obstacles that are facing the industry. And that's really where a lot of the work that we're going to be doing in terms of investment and partnerships are. So we're doing some research right now to really understand what are the drivers behind this erosion in milk attitudes among consumers. Once we learn that, we can build those into our messaging and into our program and make sure that we do that in a way that really benefits the processors' brands and the industry health. And we're going to provide tools to processors. I think this is very important once we understand what those messages are that can really help them build their own brands and bring health back to the industry in that way. We're also using partnerships in a way that is so impactful and effective. So I talked about Feeding America and the National Dairy Council. We've done other partnerships, including one with Quaker Oats this year in 2014. And we actually brought together two amazing equities, one being Milk Mustache and one being Larry the Quaker Man. I don't know if you know that the Quaker guy's name is Larry, but we put Larry in a Milk Mustache, and we are asking consumers to reconsider how they make their oatmeal and to make it with milk. Because it makes it taste a lot better, it makes it more nutritious, and it gives them that protein boost in the morning. So that's one way that we're using partnerships, and that's another partnership that the Dairy Management Inc., DMI, had started with Quaker, and then MilkPEP came in and figured out how to take it to the consumer and give the consumer the benefit of that partnership.
Well, it sounds like MilkPEP has a full plate, and you're staying relevant for milk processors and for the milk category and in the health and nutrition space.
Thank you. We are. We have a long-term strategy, and we're really sticking with it. But we also know that we have to be flexible and really act with urgency. The milk industry is in a bad way right now, and 5 years of decline is something that we are feeling. Certainly, our processors are feeling it out in the marketplace. So each of our campaigns is really focused on driving that milk consumption, changing consumer behavior. And also, it's so important that we rebuild consumers' confidence in milk and their love of milk. Make sure that they remember that, how good it tastes and how important it is in their lives. And of course, we can't do it alone. I've focused on that as we've been talking. So we're really activating the industry to work hand in hand.
Well, Julia, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That was Julia Cadison, CEO of MilkPEP. Thanks for listening to All Things Dairy. Find other episodes at dairyfoods.com. Thanks for listening.